Vice presidential candidates Mike Pence and Tim Kaine are getting ready for their one and only debate tonight in Virginia. There's a long list of topics they can spar over, but when it comes to trade, the two candidates at the top of their respective tickets agree on one thing. They both say they're opposed to the TPP. That's the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership championed by President Obama. In fact, in this election, candidates are falling over each other to distance themselves from all trade deals. And that doesn't make a lot of sense to some farmers that the world's Jason Margolis met in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is a critical swing state, and the presidential candidates have been spending a lot of time here. But away from the cities and campaign stops, you'll find Mark Fulton's dairy farm, not far from Gettysburg.
The farm has been in the family since 1950, and from there we started with 20 cows and have expanded to 100.
Fulton, his dad, and one full-time employee milk their cows at 4 in the morning and again at 4 in the afternoon. Every day, 365 days a year. A tanker truck comes by and picks up their milk every other day. If prices are low, and they've been low for a while, Fulton's still got to milk his cows.
One year in the past 5 years, we did well. We made money. The other four break even or you lose money. So I know they claim if you do a five-year average, they say you make money, but it's really hard when the year you made money was 5 years ago.
Fulton's been losing money in part because there's an oversupply of milk in the U.S. But if the Trans-Pacific Partnership were passed, more countries would want his dairy products. Here's how it would work. Right now, when American dairy products go to Japan, they're slapped with high tariffs.
It's between 30 and 35% on butter and cheese.
That's agricultural economist Everett Peterson at Virginia Tech University. The TPP would gradually remove tariffs, making American butter and cheese 30 to 35% cheaper, and therefore more attractive to Japanese consumers. That's if the TPP is ratified. Jason Grant, also at Virginia Tech, explains what would happen if the U.S. doesn't join the 12-nation trading bloc.
And Japan continues with its separate bilateral agreements with Australia and New Zealand. The U.S. is going to be put at a competitive disadvantage. You know, our products will look relatively more expensive if we do not participate in this agreement.
It's not just Pennsylvania dairy farmers watching the TPP. American corn growers could sell more to Vietnam. Wheat growers could tap into the Malaysian market. And pork producers could find more buyers in New Zealand. Mark O'Neill with the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau says we're talking big numbers for American farmers.
Farm Bureau economists have projected that nationwide it would increase farm income by $4.4 billion when the TPP is fully implemented. Here in Pennsylvania, we're looking at $177 million per year.
And that extra income could translate into jobs on the farm, some 40,000 nationwide. Now, that's the sticking point of the TPP, jobs. Labor organizations oppose the trade deal. One economic study concludes that the TPP could cost the U.S. 450,000 jobs. The Obama administration concedes that jobs would be lost, but argues that the TPP would create new ones, too. For instance, on Mark Fulton's dairy farm.
Farming may be tough, but I do believe it's a good job to have. There's lots of benefits to it. A little more money in our pocket, that would be a great way to expand the business, help create a couple jobs.
Fulton is passionate about farming and food, but many argue that jobs like milking cows don't replace higher-paying work in manufacturing, for example. Bottom line, trade deals always produce winners and losers. On the farm, they get that. Matthew Meals in Newville, Pennsylvania, raises beef cattle. The TPP could open the door to a lot more beef exports. Meals says the trade agreement has become one of his top concerns.
And I hope that whoever is currently in office or whoever will be in the future takes a look at it for what it is and not part of a more political agenda.
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are very vocal about how much they dislike the TPP, but both also say they're looking out for the interests of farmers. I asked Meals which candidate he believes.
Wow. Who do I believe?
Why did you laugh when I said, who do you believe?
Did it again. Yeah, it's interesting.
He says it's interesting what you hear on the campaign trail and what policies come out in the end. American farmers are less than 2% of the population, and they understand politicians are addressing a larger audience this fall. But they're hoping that when campaign politics end in a few weeks, farm interests will again be taken more seriously. For The World, Jason Margolis, Newville, Pennsylvania.